Hey everyone, welcome back to the Booze and Bass Podcast. I'm your host, Jace. This is Madison. And we're back!
And we're back!
We're back, better than ever. Hopefully a fresh start and a lot of good things to come.
And to start off those good things, we are going to have our... Well, we're going to tell you about our giveaway that we promised. So the giveaway is going to be a official... Oh, we can actually show it.
You have them in the...
I have them.
I mean, I gave you 25 of them.
So. I'll find one of them. official, if you're only listening, I'm showing it on YouTube. But
we'll post it on Instagram,
too. And we'll post on Instagram of official Booze and Bass stickers. So we're going to give one of those away and then a $10 gift card of your choice. All you have to do is we're going to post it on Instagram and you have to tag two friends in the comments. And for an additional entry, you can follow us on TikTok. And then we will be picking the winner probably at the end of this month.
Sounds good to me.
And yeah, so make sure to watch out for that.
I like those stickers, honestly.
I really do, too. We really went off with that. I love that.
What was it, like 3 hours in a Panera trying to...
3 hours in a Panera to make that. And I know that you guys are thinking, wow, that's mediocre at best. And you're correct. However, it did take us a while, and I'm very proud of us because I think it looks very clean, very fresh.
Yeah. So without further ado, Madison, what are we going to be talking about on our first episode back?
So today we're going to be talking about the Denver airport.
All right.
Do you know anything about the Denver airport, or have you been?
I've been to the Denver airport, but very vaguely I know about the conspiracy behind it. So I'm interested to know.
Did you, without knowing anything,
okay,
did you have any weird things happen at the Denver airport?
You know, that's a great question.
You said I actually don't remember.
I want to say I went there pretty recently, like maybe within the past decade, which I don't know if you consider that recent.
Pretty recent.
Multiple times within the past decade. But no, they pretty much have just like, well, I know about the big horse outside, the blue horse.
Yeah.
Like that's pretty cool. That's like iconic. Of the Denver airport, but you know, other than that, they just really have like murals and a lot of Native American artifacts and murals and everything in the airport. I've only been to like one side of it, to be completely honest with you, so like I kind of just land, get my luggage and leave.
That's fair.
So I haven't really explored it or gone into any detail on like what it entails, but you know, I'm open to hearing what I might have missed, honestly.
You actually got sacrificed. You didn't know. So the weirdest part that I found, first of all, it's the second largest airport in the world.
Oh, yeah. I knew it was pretty busy. Yeah.
Personally, I would throw up if I ever had to go into an airport that big. I went to the Miami airport once. And I'm never going back. I wanted to die.
So,
that's okay. Just a little sidebar.
Oh, okay.
My anxiety's bad. The weird thing that I found about the Denver airport was that all of this that I'm finding, like this article for the myths, the legends, secret societies, come from flydenver.org, denver.org. So the city of Denver, like, they're promoting it. That Denver airport has some conspiracies.
Okay.
Usually, conspiracies aren't like promoted by an entire city. Yeah. So
it's kind of weird that
I'll buy it into it.
Oh, okay. So, but like,
that's a little bit of credibility.
Yeah, but do you think it's like for like the, you know, like the aesthetic, I guess, where it's like, oh, if we can talk about this, then maybe more people will come here. Yeah. Like if we had for instance, I know it's not, but like off the coast of Florida or something like that, we have the Bermuda Triangle. Like Florida be like, hey. Or like St. Augustine be like, hey.
Hey, dip in there.
Yeah, we got the Bermuda Triangle. You wanna put your ship through it? And
Do you believe in the Bermuda Triangle?
No. I did for a little bit, but then like now with technology it's like cruise ships go through it. Nothing happens. But if I have this rusty old pirate ship, hell yeah. The thing's sinking.
I don't really understand the Bermuda Triangle, to be honest. Like, is it like a force?
I think it's like a supernatural phenomena, like,
they area. They just disappear?
I think there's supposed to be, like, everything. Like, I think there's, like, a magnetic thing that goes on, you know, where, like, you'll lose your guide or whatever, your compass, because of the magnetic force. Like, aliens are supposed to be in that area. Like, sea monsters, I think. And then, like, crazy, I don't know how to say it, like, crazy, like, waves and everything like that. So you have, like, all of these things, like, engulfed into this one, like, triangle, and that's why people think it's bad.
Hmm.
But that's what I'm saying, like, Florida, if it was off the coast of Florida, Florida could promote that, be like, hey, like, the Bermuda Triangle, haha, you know, just like Denver's being like, hey, Denver Airport, there's something underground, you know?
Yeah, but I feel like, because some of their stuff is, like, satanic.
Okay.
I feel like...
Well, maybe they don't go to that. Well, okay, keep sharing.
Well, we'll see. We'll see, because, yeah. Okay, so the one thing that they are promoting there is they have... One of the legends is about the secret society.
Okay.
They don't... There isn't really, like, a specific group that they're pointing to that's, like, for sure them. But most of it's saying it's, like, the Freemasons, like, the Walt Disney, like, Club 33 Freemasons.
Which, if you haven't heard, we did a podcast episode on that, so make sure you go back and listen to Club 33.
Season 1.
After this episode, of course.
But if you're an OG listener and you already did, well done. but basically, they think that it's either the Freemasons, basically the oldest frat in the world.
Okay.
The Illuminati.
Okay.
Or New World Order. Which, I don't know a ton about New World Order. I just know that it's supposed to be, like, an elite, like, global group that's supposed to, like, overthrow the world.
That's a great question. I have
no idea. I don't know if they're supposed to be doing that soon, to overthrow the world, or if this is, like, a scheduled event that's happening.
Maybe it's, like, a 2012 thing.
Maybe. Did you believe that?
I saw the movie. No, I didn't believe it.
You look like you would.
Do I look like a flat earther too?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's... No, what? You weren't supposed to say that.
Oh.
Shut the fuck up. Are you kidding me? You weren't supposed to say that.
Anyway.
I see lizard people on your thing.
Them too.
Oh, they're down.
They're coming up. But like, because they say that like all three of those groups are supposed to be linked. But they said that the most persuasive piece of evidence for this theory is a dedication capstone at the airport's south entrance dated March 19th, 1994. Sealed beneath the stone is a time capsule containing messages and memorabilia to the people of Colorado in 2094. But the granite marker depicts the square and compasses symbol of the Freemasons and the names of the two Grand Lodges and their Grand Masters. So, okay. All they're saying, though, because the whole point of Freemasons is that they're, like, they're stone masonry,
yeah.
Like, a trade. So, a lot of people are just saying, like, no, they just are, like, an expensive organization that, like, donated that. But, like, uh-huh. A lot of people are, like, you know, low-key no.
Okay.
You know? A lot of people think that the Braille tablet above the dedication stone is a keypad.
Do we know where the dedication stone is?
It is at the...
I swear to God, if you say Denver Airport.
South entrance.
Oh, okay.
Well, because I said it in the beginning.
What?
That it was at the south entrance.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah.
We're going to have to go rewind on that one. Maybe I just was zoned out or... Maybe
probably just, zoned out.
I think I was looking at the lizard person.
Actually, yeah, as you should. Are you a lizard person?
I might. Honestly, I don't know what I am.
That's a podcast for a different time. Tune in next week where Jace crawls out of his human suit.
You see my eyelids just...
No, blink. Really. I'd be like... Anyway, save it for the next podcast.
I wonder what the oldest time capsule is. I've always been fascinated with time capsules. You know what I'm saying?
I did a time capsule once. With, like, my friends. We, like, planted it. I actually don't remember if she took it when her and her parents moved or if it's still there.
Tune into the next episode where we find out if I'm a lizard person and we find medicines.
And we actually go on a deep dive in my friend's old house front lawn.
I want to know. Well, one, I want to know like the oldest time cap, like
the longest.
Yeah. Well, like not in the future, but like if there was a time capsule from like 1722. You know what I'm saying? It's not supposed to be open until like 2050. Because I think that'd be super cool to see what's inside of it.
I wonder because also, like, I wonder if there's... Because there's probably a bunch that just nobody's discovered, like, to open.
No, you think they just got lost in time?
Like, they just forgot to leave a note. You know? Yeah.
You know, Nickelodeon had that and it's supposed to open pretty soon.
Like, Zoey 101?
No. Well, they had, like, one... They did in, like, 2000 or something like that. Or, like, the early 2000s. Don't fact check me on this. Mm. But I think that we're supposed to open in, like, 2035 or 2045 or 2050 or something like that. I'm not sure.
Okay.
But I know it's coming up.
I'll look into it.
You don't have to.
Another popular theory is that it's a bunch of underground bunkers, endless tunnels, and a visit from the lizard people.
Hell yeah. I was waiting for you to say lizard people.
Yeah, so they basically just think it's layers upon layers of just like a secret society of lizard people that are planning on coming out and ruling the world after an apocalypse or during the apocalypse. We're not really sure, but they do think that there are some tunnels that run from the Denver airport all the way out to the Aerospace Defense Command.
Okay. Center. I can see that. That's probably the most like plausible and like real explanation. Like,
probably, because I feel like, because they said it's only like 100 miles away, or like outside of Colorado. It's near Colorado Springs.
You know, the Air Force Base is, or not, like the Air Force Academy is in Colorado.
Really?
I think so.
Probably. I feel like, because I don't know, I feel like there's, you don't see any signs that are like Government Agency Space Center exit 275. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like there's like, there has to be ways to get there that like we don't know.
I think there are. Like, I'm pretty sure if we were to put that in a map, like Google Maps or something, it would pull up. Like, type in on Google.
Yeah, but then I won't be here next week if that's on my Google history. You know?
That's true. If any of our viewers want to let us know and actually go there and document it, we'll give you a kiss and some Skittles. But
at your funeral.
if you want to go test it out and see, just leave a vlog on your phone, send it to us.
Aerospace Data Facility in Colorado.
Look at that.
Military base.
Look at that. Yeah. See?
It won't load.
Because we don't have any internet here. Look at that.
It'll take me a day and an hour.
Damn. Did you see, speaking of that, getting way off topic here, but did you see that they had a court hearing for aliens?
Yeah.
And
what do you think about the whole alien thing that's happening right now? I feel like they wanted people to have more of a reaction.
Yeah, people are just, they don't care.
Because I feel like it's kind of like too little too late. Like, you've been telling us about this for quite some time. We all know that there's aliens.
Well, like, what got me was the guy that was, like, giving the testimony and everything. He was saying, like, he was, like, an Air Force pilot, I think. And he was like, yeah, you know, there's some, like, when we fly, there are some things that, like, we're staying, like, just in midair. Like, zero, like, Mach. Like, they weren't going anywhere. And, like, hurricane winds.
Yeah.
And then they would accelerate to, like, Mach 2 and, like, just like that. I'm like, wow, that's, like, really cool, you know? Like, you know?
Would you ever go to in a spaceship?
I would. But they also said they recovered, like, they have humanoid, non-humanoid figures in a base, a research facility.
I believe it.
They said they have the non-humanoid. Like, they have aliens, like, alien bodies. And then they have alien spaceships, too. And they're saying that even scientists that have been working on the alien spaceships, like, trying to, like, reverse engineer it, have gotten, like, injured trying to, like, test, like, reverse engineer it kind of thing.
Good.
Could you imagine? You're trying to, like, do this, like, propulsion device and you just get flung across the room?
Because, honestly, I feel like aliens watch us like they watch Jersey Shore.
Oh, do you think it's like a Men in Black kind of thing where, like, they're living among us and they're like, wow, that's fucking stupid.
I think they think we're just the dumbest people alive, truthfully. I genuinely think they treat us like reality TV.
I hope so, though. Put on a good-ass show for them.
No, really. Like, I don't think they take us seriously, like, because they know we're not a threat. I feel like they're just kind of like, aw, look at them. Like, maybe eventually they'll take us as pets. I'm not really sure.
Pets. Could you imagine we're in, like, a pet store? Like, an alien pet store?
I feel like...
You think they... Oh, my bad. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I feel like I would not bode well.
In an alien pet store?
I don't know. I feel like it wouldn't be a good pet. I'm too temperamental.
Yeah, they get rid of you.
I'd be the one that's like, go fetch, and then they leave. You know?
That's so sad to even think about. They push on the side of the road.
I saw this girl on Reddit. She wrote this whole thing about apparently her husband hated their, like, family dog, and, like, her and her daughter went somewhere, and they ended up finding out that the husband, because someone called them and was like, hey, sweeties, we found your dog. And she's like, how'd you find my dog? It was like 100 miles away or 50 miles away. Found out the husband drove out to, like, a field, threw a frisbee, let the dog run and get it, and then got in the car and left, and, like, tried, like, basically, like, ditching the dog, and someone found them. She ended up getting a divorce.
That's so sad.
I would divorce somebody over that, for sure.
An alien would definitely do that to you.
Yeah, and I wouldn't blame them, though.
I don't think they would feel bad, either.
No, and they shouldn't. They honestly shouldn't. And I believe that because I am one of the most annoying people on the planet.
I think this is a good time to let the viewers know that I'm actually looking for a new co-host, so...
Is it actually?
If you have the free time, you know.
Yeah, no, it's very... I could not be an alien pet. Would not do well.
I think I'd be pretty obedient.
They would get rid of you, too.
Because I'm too nice.
No.
Oh.
Because you wouldn't do anything.
The kids would love me.
They'd be like, do a flip. And you'd be like, mm-mm. Yeah. Like, they'd be like, mom, this one doesn't do anything. This is broken.
Like, I'll just get point at the food. I'd be like, food.
Eating.
If you know, you know.
If you know, you know, exactly. Mm-mm. The person who does know ain't here. Doesn't listen. Anyway, the Denver airport. So, the lizard people. Ooh, they did say that another, like, thought is, like, how it kind of looks like the Us tunnels. Have you seen the movie Us?
Oh, like the back rooms where, like, the rabbits were? Have you seen Us?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you, like, what would you do if you saw a version of yourself?
I think that'd be pretty cool.
Do you think you could take on yourself?
Yeah, I guess so. It's such a weird question, because you're like, damn, could I beat myself up? And you're like, no. Like, you're kind of hoping you can't, but at the same time, you're like, yeah, kind of.
Well, I low-key hope I could kick my ass.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's such a weird thing to, like, think about.
I feel like I could... I don't know. I've never been into a fight. So, like, I feel like in my head, though, I could fight. So I feel like I could fight myself.
Maybe at your wedding, we can get a fight going.
I would love that.
Really?
Maybe, depending. I mean, if it was something someone I didn't really like, and they got into, like, a fist fight at the wedding, and I could just kick them out, and it was, like, a reason I didn't have to speak to them anymore, I would love that. I'm hoping...
I'll make sure Jake and I, and RJ...
get into a tussle.
With someone.
Yeah, I mean, there'll be an open bar, so it's a very real possibility.
Maybe Alexis is friends.
Maybe Alexis. Honestly, the way she be acting, maybe Alexis. If Alexis, if you're listening.
Watch yourself.
Yeah, exactly. Watch your back. But, yeah, so that's a possibility.
Okay.
Another thing with the Denver airport is the apocalyptic artwork that you were talking about earlier.
Oh, the murals. Okay.
Yeah,
because there's, like, a dude in, like, a gas mask, I think.
It says, two pieces of art in particular have drawn plenty of interest. A pair of 28-foot-wide murals by artist Leo Tanguma.
Okay.
One section of Children of the World Dream of Peace shows scenes of war and death, anchored by a gas-masked soldier wielding both a sword and a machine gun, while the other depicts happy children from around the globe dressed in colorful traditional clothing and laying down their weapons beneath a rainbow of peace. Similarly, one section of In Peace and Harmony with Nature shows children mourning the death of three women and the extinction of numerous animals as the environment burns in the background, while the other section of the mural illustrates the children of the world coming together to rehabilitate and celebrate nature.
You know, there's... I'm not gonna lie. I might be a buzzkill saying this. Oh, there's Bath and Body Works. I might be a buzzkill saying this, but, like, sometimes I feel like people might take stuff out of proportion. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I just feel like, me, I wouldn't notice.
Yeah, well... I think you'll notice the artwork. I mean, you're not wrong. But, like, to me, when you read that out, like, I've seen it. Obviously, don't, like, remember every detail.
Does it look as horrible as it sounds?
No, like, if I were to go past it and, like, look at it, I'd be like, wow, this is about, like, we should end war, not, you know, fight.
I feel like...
Not like, oh, apocalypse. And...
I get what you're saying, though, because I feel like people... I feel like that could be a whole other podcast, but I feel like some people... Not that people are too sensitive, but I feel like people sometimes are just looking for a thing. Like, I feel like if I walked past something like that, I would just more or less just be like, oh, that's weird.
Yeah,
and then that would literally be the end of my thought process. Like, there would be no furthering into it. Yeah, no, we know.
We know it just ends there.
Yeah, it ends there. What you see is what you get. And that's what we're at. And that's fine. Bringing us to our next. Grinning gargoyles.
There's gargoyles. Oh, I haven't seen the gargoyles.
Atop the columns in the east and west baggage claim areas. Which I did know that.
Are we going to post pictures of this on Instagram?
Yes.
Because I want to see them as well. Yeah. So.
Historically, because gargoyles are added to protect things. Like protections.
All I know is they're pretty bad and pretty evil in like the Ghostbusters movie.
I've never seen Ghostbusters.
Oh, it's pretty good. I think you should watch it.
I don't know if I would.
That's your homework for the next podcast. I want to test you on Ghostbusters.
I want to, like... Okay. Do you think it's better than Casper? I don't think it's...
Yeah.
I don't think that could be possible. Which Casper, though?
I thought there's only one. The Friendly Ghost.
Yeah, but which version?
Maybe which the cartoon or the live action?
No, there's like a cartoon. There's one with Hilary Duff. There's one with Christina Ricci. I'm fairly certain.
You know, Madison, I'm going to be so real with you right now. I just frankly don't give a fuck about Casper.
Okay.
Like, I don't know. I try to keep it interesting right there. Be like, oh, which one? I'm like, I don't care.
You said, I'm going to be so honest. There's literally nothing that you've ever said that I give a fuck about. I'm going to be so real with you. And honestly, that's fine.
There is.
Sometimes. He said, I can't think of anything, but I'm sure there is.
Yeah, don't ask me. Yeah, I know
any. Don't ask me follow-ups, but.
Just believe me.
Just believe me. What else? Oh, they have the cursed horse.
Okay.
It's the 32-foot tall sculpture of a blue horse rearing on its hind legs.
With red eyes.
They call it Blucifer.
Mm-hmm. I call him Paul, so.
Oh, you guys are close?
Yep.
Yeah, you can tell.
I thought that... that's the Denver Broncos. They call him Rocky. I think. For the Rocky Mountains.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, Blucifer fell and killed the artist that made him.
I heard about that.
So they kept him up, though. I guess they thought, you know what?
That's crazy.
Fuck that guy.
No, that's crazy.
Fuck that guy. They kept it up. So hate that. Amongst the other like mining, well, they have a mining cart carved into the tile of the great hall. And they, with the, like, letters for silver and gold, the atomic symbols. A deadly chemical weapon that the Illuminati will use to secure power over humankind.
They're making a super weapon of silver and gold.
Mm-hmm. There's strange markings on the walls and buildings are codes from members of secret societies that they think. Some of the organizations try distancing themselves, but they not about it, honestly.
See, I thought it was like, I thought one of, or like the thing I heard about it was that it could be like a bunker for like the wealthy in case like, you know, stuff hits the fan, like the wealthy people can go under there.
I've heard that about Walmart. Like there's like a collection of like closed Walmarts.
Across the street?
Mm-hmm. The wealthy are definitely not staying in that one.
From people in Shavala.
Facts. But there's like Walmarts that they're like closed.
The super centers.
And
Gun Highway, yep.
And they're just closed basically forever. And they, but they don't actually.
Wait, they're closed?
Yeah. Like there's some like, there's, I think some in Denver and in Colorado, but there's been a couple like large Walmarts that have been shut down and people have tried like recording there or have tried going around there. And when they do, there's been like police that have like stopped them. And, you know, just, like, odd stuff like that, that it's, like, more than just them, like, trespassing, that they're just, like, trying not to have them look. It's, like, it's more of, like, a, well, why are you being sketchy? Yeah. Like, why do you have an entire SWAT team for me not to go into an abandoned Walmart?
I would love to do, like, a 24-hour challenge in a Walmart.
I feel like I could.
You think you could?
Yeah, because Walmart has everything you need. I feel like my only thing that I would have issues with is I'd get sleepy. But other than that, I feel like I'd be fine. They have food. There's stuff to do.
What are you supposed to do at night?
What do you mean?
What do you mean? What do you mean?
Well, would I be by myself? Or with somebody?
I mean, like, you do a 24-hour challenge, but you're going to sleep when the store's closed.
Oh, so... I don't think Walmart's 24-hour. Like, but I'm talking about, like, in my head, Walmart's 24 hours still.
Oh, they're open 24 hours?
Yeah.
I feel like that'd be easier.
Well, yeah, but if they're closed, I mean, it would still be the same thing.
You think we can do it in DSW?
I easily could in DSW.
Or would you... I would go on top of Helen's office.
I would... Stock room. I'd go on the flex.
That's in the middle. That's, like, the open... You're going to have to hide so no one kicks you out. Yeah.
Oh! I would probably just go in the, like, in the electric room. No one goes in there. Or in the compactor.
That's crazy. No, I don't even know where the electric room is.
I'd go in there. I'd
where is the electric room?
In the corner by the back dock.
Yeah, definitely haven't been back there.
Yeah. Maybe later. But
we'll vlog it for y'all.
No, really. I would probably or hide in clearance. Nobody cleans there anyway.
Just calling them out. Okay.
Yeah. I feel like we could stay in DSMU. Maybe like in the middle of the feature areas.
Yeah.
Just hope they don't look.
They wouldn't.
But yeah. So. Very wild. Hate to see it.
About the DSW?
About Denver. But about DSW, too.
Oh, okay.
I
feel like... I don't know. I just want to... I want to go back now.
I want to go just to kind of... Like, just... Like, I don't actually want to go to fly out of it. Like, I want to go just to kind of, like, explore.
Well, you know what? Well, here's what we'll do. We'll budget... Sorry. We'll budget, and we'll fly into Denver.
Okay.
We'll run a car, and then go to the Stanley Hotel, and we'll vlog it, and we'll vlog us getting haunted.
I would 100% be down, because I love...
Stephen King? The Shining?
I love The Shining, yeah. So I would be down, so down for that.
It's pretty haunted, too. I'm pretty sure we could get stuff.
I love that.
Especially if we got snowed in or something, and we were stuck there.
See, people say that they go crazy, like, how, like, Jack Nicholson went crazy. I feel like I wouldn't go crazy. I, like,
you're already crazy, alone. So... Okay.
Oh, yeah. That, too.
Well, I wouldn't think anything of it. I would literally be like, oh, this is Madison.
You said this is actually just
this is actually how fine. She is, like...
She's just unstable. Yeah, no. that's fine.
The talk she gave me before this podcast, I was like, yeah, this is Madison 24/7, actually.
Oh, really?
nothing different.
You said nothing different, nothing upstairs either. On that note, thank you so much for listening to me ramble on about the Denver airport. And you listen, I guess, about the Denver airport.
Oh, thanks.
Make sure to enter our giveaway on Wednesday. When we post. anyway. please subscribe to our YouTube channel.
And TikTok.
And TikTok.
And Instagram.
And Spotify. And anywhere you listen to Apple. Sure. Or not, and anywhere you listen to podcasts. Apple Music included, I guess.
Hell yeah, we're back.
No, really.
Be prepared. I want to hit this season. Season 2. Episode 1 of season 2 right here. Is this episode 1?
This is episode 1.
I can't wait for this season because we're going to do some wild stuff. I want to record. I want to do some vlogs. I want to go to places and get spooked out.
And we are actually looking into doing that a lot sooner. Maybe this month.
So definitely follow us on YouTube because that's exactly where it's going to be at. Maybe a podcast in that location as well. Who knows? We'll see.
Maybe exclusive content just to YouTube.
Oof.
We'll see. Well, thank you guys so much for listening, and we will see you next time. Bye.